music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Tune in every Tuesday from 8 till 9 p.m. for Inside Out with your hosts AJK and Zia for exciting new dance music.
The Reverberation Appreciation Society, Timber Concerts, and CITR are bringing you Levitation Vancouver once again in the heart of the city from June 16th to 19th. Featuring local and international experimental and psychedelic artists Flying Lotus, The OCs, White Lung, Hines, Dead Ghosts, and so much more. Check out the schedule and get your passes now at levitationvancouver.com.
Good evening, you're listening to the CITR 101.9 FM from unceded Musqueam territory at UBC Vancouver. My name is Simon Welton, and coming up in the next half hour is, as always, the White Noise Show. That's a half hour of sketch comedy, and following that will be, as always, the White Noise After Show, this week hosted by myself, and unfortunately without my special guest, presenter, slash whatever we want to call him, Connor Neckleput. So this week we're just going to do a solid music show, so stay tuned for that on the After Show. Unless, of course, you have any questions for me about the show, anything we do here, any thoughts about the material within the show, then give us a shout at whitenoiseubc@gmail.com. But if you don't have any thoughts, then just sit back and enjoy. Starting with this, this is the White Noise Show.
Warning, the following programming contains adult subject matter and some strong language. It is a work of satirical fiction. All characters and advertisements are completely fabricated. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to another episode of White Noise. I'm your host, Richard Blackmore, and tonight's episode is brought to you in part by Pizza Pops, for when you want a pizza, but you have no friends or money. First up tonight is an advert.
From the people who brought you Flintstone's Chewable Ritalin, the world's sharpest shank, and of course, the best-selling Fleshlight Flashlight, two products in one. We now present to you the male bejazzling sensation, Ball Jazzle. Using our patented kit, which is basically gems and a glue gun, you can pimp out your penis, maybe even literally with our vast array of fake gemstones and skin-irritating glue. In 5 minutes, you can go from average Joe to dangling low. It's a chandelier by your rear. It's everything you want to be, and it may be difficult to pee, but you won't regret it, however we do not guarantee it. So act now, and ball jazzle your tackle. Warning, side effects may include swagger, John Wayne legs, penile rust, penile crust, elongated testicle sac, septicemia, diarrhea, gonorrhea, and anal leakage.
About time. I'm sick of being jealous of my sister's vajazzling. Next up tonight, Carl and Neil are back. Carl, where are you?
I'm in here.
What are you doing in the bathroom? Oh, you're not trying six in again, are you?
No, I'm trying to work out what this lamp is.
That's mould, Carl.
Yeah, it tastes like mould. How did it get on my elbow?
When was the last time you showered?
What month is Christmas?
December.
Well, it's not my fault you clogged the drain with air.
Well, when you have as luscious locks as mine...
Well, most people don't have them on their backs.
I can't help the way I was born.
I know. I've seen pictures. You were an extremely hairy baby.
Yeah, I look like a fat Chewbacca.
Well, at least Chewie'd never fuck my mum.
Oh, this again. Look, Carl, if you don't like it, just pretend it's not happening.
We share a bed!
It's a roomy double.
Oh, Neil, we have got to make some money. I can't take it anymore.
Fine. We just need to get back to basics.
Oh, no more porn.
Oh, we could rob a car.
Ooh, I've never mugged a car. Do they carry much money?
No, we're stealing the car, Carl, so we can resell it.
But won't the owners mind?
Did you bring the tools?
One crowbar.
That isn't a crowbar.
Yes, it is.
No, that's a bar with a crow glued to it. Did you bring the ski mask?
No, I just got these white sheets because I thought if we could poke holes in them and if people see us, they will just think we're racists.
What about think we're ghosts?
Yeah, but ghosts don't carry crowbars. Racists might. You see, this is why I'm the brains of the operation.
Now, forget the sheets. Let's just use the old standby. Underpants over our faces.
Okay. When did you get that tattoo of a naked seaman?
When I went to Disneyland.
Neil, are those my mum's underwear?
Nah, I just like them frilly.
Okay. So, which car do you fancy?
Nothing too flashy, but not, like, cheap.
How about that ice cream van?
It's not very inconspicuous, is it?
Does it need to be insuspicious?
I'll just pick someone else. No, not your nose, a car!
How about that Ferrari?
That's a Ford Fiesta.
Oh, whoops. Same colour, though.
No, it isn't. Do you not see colours, Carl?
Oh, what about that black cab?
Oh, yeah, perfect. All right, give me the bar.
What bar?
The crowbar thingy.
I'll just use the crow.
Okay. Great. Now my hand's just covered in squashed crow. Give me the bar.
Fine.
See? Much easier. And now we just connect the red to the green, and voila!
Oh, brilliant!
I don't know why we didn't do this earlier.
Well, maybe it was because you were too busy shagging my mum!
Oh, give it a rest, Carl. As soon as we shift this, I'm buying you your very own set of earplugs.
Where are we going?
Oh, there's a chop shop that pays cash on the ring road. Not far now. Oh, more bloody red lights.
Number 4, Clapham Road, driver.
Oh,
it's in the East End.
Right, did you happen to bring a map with you?
Are you qualified, sir? Do I need to report this cab?
No, not at all. Carl, my assistant, will direct me. Carl, look it up on your phone.
I don't have a phone. I traded it for the crow.
Oh, shit. All right, we got to ditch her.
We could kill her.
What? No. Well, maybe, but that seems a little too far. I mean, even for us.
What if we just went a bit mental and just scared the crap out of her?
I can hear you both.
Oh, we're just rehearsing for a play, madam.
What's it called?
Cats.
Casablanca.
Casablanca?
Yeah, it's a mixture of cats and Casablanca. And some woman gets murdered. And all the parts are played by taxi drivers.
Oh, where's it playing?
The Royal Albert Hall.
No, just Carl's little joke. It's a very small venue in Hackney. Very difficult to get to. Terrible chairs and near a park full of smackheads.
Naturally. You just can't get the funding these days.
Yeah. Sorry, madam. We appear to be breaking down. I'm going to have to pull over and let you out.
Can't you fix it?
No, the...
Brakes have gone.
Oh, my God!
No, it's the fuel hump.
The fuel hump?
Yeah, you know, it humps the fuel.
You mean the fuel pump?
Don't worry, madam. Leave it to the men. You just run along. No charge.
I'd hope not. And a little tip. Next time you steal a cab, bring a map.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, she was nice.
All right, well, let's go before... Whitehall, driver. Piss off!
Jolly good.
I've never stolen a car, though I'd love to be arrested for Grand Theft Segway. Next up tonight, a couple are arguing. Big surprise there.
Darling, did you buy something without telling me?
What?
Are those new breasts?
Maybe.
We said we'd discuss all big purchases.
They were on sale.
That's not the point.
I bought them for us to share.
I know, and they are lovely, but we are on a very fixed income. The children are still convinced all families share bathwater.
Well, I can't return them. I took the tag off.
Fine. Well, you can tell the kids they can't have braces or lunches.
We used to have to share bathwater, and I wouldn't have minded, but my dad always pees in the bath. Next up tonight is a supermarket.
Good evening, shoppers and staff. My name is Steve Benson. I've worked here for 10 years, and I would just like to take this chance to tell you all to fuck off. I quit. I'm so sick of all your bullshit. Now, I don't know where everything is in the shop. It changes. Secondly, I don't care if the price of things went up. It's called inflation. Look it up. And thirdly, guys, get out while you still can. They've already automated cash registers. If they work out how to get robots to stock shelves, you're all fucked.
I've never worked in a supermarket, but I did once work in a very shitty market. Next up tonight, we have a game show.
Okay, Tim, you've done well so far. Although you were close to losing earlier with your wild theory that July 4th was your girlfriend's hamster's funeral. Once again, you need to tell me whether the date I'm about to show you is a historical landmark or a date of importance to your charming girlfriend, Rebecca. This is for $50,000.
Okay.
Get this one, Randy. You're sleeping with the fishes.
Oh, no. Not the aquarium room.
Well, here you go. September 11th.
What?
For $50,000.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I know that September 11th is an important day in history, but I'm going to have to play the smart move here, as I know that September 11th is also Rebecca's birthday. I got it, darling. I got it this time. My final answer, September 11th is my girlfriend's birthday.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect.
What? You fucking idiot!
What? But you told me last night, your birthstone is sapphire.
We weren't together last night. You were on a business trip in Philadelphia.
Oh.
Well, that just got awkward. Not only did Tim just lose an easy 50,000, he's also about to lose his girlfriend for an affair he can only see on trips to Philadelphia. Well, Tim, what's her name?
David.
Ah, the city of brotherly love.
I've never been to Philadelphia, but I've watched enough American TV to know that I'll never need to. Next up tonight, it's my childhood in our return to Blackmore. Botulism, bacon bits, and bedbugs.
Go on, Richie. Let's try a bit.
Oh, I won't like it.
Oh, it won't hurt you. What if drugs ever hurt anyone?
How's it gonna make me, like, feel?
Like, all nice and stuff.
Oh, I don't know. Tim, you know, his brother, he tried drugs, and now he works in marketing.
Oh, nothing like that's going to happen. It's only glue.
Oh, it's glue. Well, that's all right. I mean, it must be fine if they sell it in shops.
Exactly. And I'll get some of my mum's benzapines to wash it down.
All right, but none of that weed. I don't want to mess myself up. Let that be a lesson to all you young ones out there. Buy quality drugs. Next up tonight, people are in bed.
Darling, stop.
What? Oh, sorry, was that the wrong hole?
No, it's just... I'm bored of having sex with you.
Oh, thank God, I thought I was the only one.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I guess we could either split up, give up, or just have affairs.
Well, we tried having affairs. Remember back in 93?
Oh, yeah. And it was just you that had an affair.
And I don't want to give up sex.
So we split up?
Well, I like all the other stuff. You know, the house, the holidays. Oh, and the children.
Well, there's only one thing for it. We'll just have to start playing golf.
No, that's no good for me. There's too many reminders with all the sticks and holes.
We could join a swingers club.
Ned, you got anxiety when we joined that book club.
Well, The Hunger Games was a difficult read.
Forget it. We'll just have to give it up altogether.
Fine. I hate being 90.
Golf stays true to its Scottish roots, as it usually involves a lot of drinking and swearing. Next up tonight is an interview.
Good evening and welcome to the show where we interview pro gamers. Yes, it's time for Don't Hate the Player, Hate the Game. I'm your host, Derek Only Wears Sweatpants. Tonight, I'm joined by two-time Gamer of the Year and 36-year-old stay-at-home son. It's Alan Van Geen Vrieden. Welcome to the studio.
Hello, Derek.
So, you conquered the world of Dota 2, you decimated the field of League of Legends, and you teabagged everyone in Call of Duty. What is next for you?
I'm actually very close to breaking into the top 10 in my latest obsession, a game I would argue is up there with the likes of Dead or Alive 2.
For our younger viewers, could you explain what Dead or Alive 2 is?
It's a beat-em-up released in arcade and PS2 where you could turn on and off the girl's boobs bouncing up and down. It was genius.
So, what is your latest conquest?
It's an instant classic. It's My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic.
What?
Yes, it's the only simulation game which combines classic strategy with My Little Pony. I mean, what more could you want?
Is it a difficult game?
It is, when most of your opponents only have to go to school 6 hours a day. They get a lot more practice than me.
Is there any money in it?
No, I do it for the love of the game. You know, this is football in the 1940s. It's MMA in the 90s. It's women's sports now. You do it because you love My Little Pony.
So, you're a brony.
We prefer that you use the term male rainbow equestrian enthusiast. Brony is our word.
I'm very sorry.
It's okay. Only through questions can we learn.
So, I guess the big question is, are you done with real games?
Real games? I mean, how dare you? Games, 20 years ago, were 2D. Were they any less real?
I only meant... Okay, I meant ones that aren't shit.
Oh, well, touche. I can't pretend to be something I'm not, but who knows? Maybe next year they'll bring out a new Polly Pocket game.
Have you not played Polly Pocket Splash Island?
I think Christmas just came early.
If you don't remember what a Polly Pocket was, you are going to lose it when I show you what a pog is. Next up tonight, a mum and son are arguing.
Oh, come on, darling.
No.
Please join the family business.
It's not for me. I hate customer service.
But you'd be so good at it.
I don't care. I want to do something that matters. I want to own a tanning salon.
But I've spent years building up a client base. It will all just go to waste.
Get Barry to do it.
Barry won't do it. He's too busy with his drinking.
Fine, I'll do it. If it'll make you happy.
Thank you, son. It would make me so proud. And don't worry, you'll make a great prostitute.
I bet those tax receipts are rather sticky. That's the end of our show. Join us again for more White Noise.
White Noise was written and directed by Simon Welton, starring the voice talents of Connor Neckleput, Sierra Wiley, and Simon Welton.
Guest writing by Connor Neckleput.
All right, there you go. That was the White Noise show. I hope you enjoyed that. We will be back in 2 weeks with another full episode of brand new sketches. Next week we are off. Stay tuned now for the White Noise after show coming up right now. And we're going to be playing lots of good music tonight. We've got another track from The Burning Hell, who were kicking out last week on the show. We've got Lost Love, Solids, Jessica Woneal, The Wet Secrets, and maybe also some other stuff from my own personal collection. I haven't decided yet what that's going to be. So stay tuned if you want to find out, because, you know, it's that exciting. Anyway, here we come. Let's start with The Burning Hell. And this is Men Without Hats.
Clutching a $10 bill in my hand, Sir Johnny's face getting wrinkled and damp. I went down to the mall on Saturday after cartoons. I made straight for the tape store. I knew exactly what to look for. I skipped the candy shop and the clown with the animal balloons. I saw it on the rack with the other new tapes, that baby face with the gap tooth gape, and I grabbed one quick like a pervert in a video store. I guess I was shy, it was my first time, so I joined the girls with the curl bangs in line. And when I got back home, I discovered what my ears were for. That was my first day in the world of pop music, where the sound of a drum or the strum of an acoustic could pop it all open like a blister in the sun. A world where Johnny played guitar and Jenny played bass, and they started a band just to see their face in a magazine, cause what else is there to do for fun? Drawing logos of bands on backpacks and binders in the backs of my hands, and writing out lyrics with the help of rewind, pause, and play. Math class flashed past in a blur of zeros, daydreaming about all those musical heroes who never needed numbers to say what they had to say. Meanwhile, I developed an unholy affection for the older girls in the smoking section, with the boots and the buckles and the pins and the circle A shirts. Music was rough, but strangely enough, turned out I liked getting angry and shouting about stuff. I knew the message was meaningful, but though I didn't understand a word. And so I discovered another world of music where the kids are alright, just like the Who said, you count to four, then play the one or two chords you sort of know. Where Hey Ho, Let's Go is a legitimate chorus, and you can search the stacks, thumb the thesaurus, but there's no synonym for rock and roll. Now that I'm here, I guess I have to think of something to say.
So to all the young girls and young guys out there, experimenting with drugs, experimenting with hair, press record on your 4-track. Or whatever kids are using these days, it's life or death, but it's also just music. It chooses you, you don't get to choose it. But once you're hooked like a rug or a jar. So hats off to Ivan and all the rest of you bands. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to dance. Thanks for giving us so many good reasons to sing along.
Anxiety is killing me. I need to find what's wrong with me.
There you go. That was Lost Love, and the song title is "Just Because I Rock Doesn't Mean I've Made of Stone." Quite a good sentiment there. Yeah, you could rock and you could still feel. all right, next tonight we're gonna go with a new EP that came in by a band called Solids, and this is Blurs off Else. Yeah, that was Jessica Wonea with Stella off Cheekbone, and that's just a beautiful track. You can't deny it. We have played that one before, but I felt compelled to play it again. Not that the rest of the album isn't worth listening to. Definitely check it out. But that one is just something special, in my opinion, so I felt compelled to play that one. All right, so for the next track, yeah, I'm going to delve into something off my collection. And this is by a band that you've definitely heard of before, but it's not necessarily one of their most famous tracks. It is a popular one, but not the most famous. So I think we would do justice by playing it. And the reason I wanted to play it tonight is last night I went and saw a great new wave band in The Cure, who were fantastic. I mean, maybe they're not always new wave, there's other genres they fit into, and that really was reflected actually in last night, in that it was in Burnaby Lake Park, and there was this bizarre sort of just absolute tapestry of people there, from everything from steampunks and proper like full makeup goth to guys in chinos and polo shirts with their kids. And I really think it's, you know, partly to do with the longevity that the Cure have as a popular band, but I also think it's to do with the complete sort of array of styles that they've had over the years, and everything from very dark, slow to very sort of upbeat, poppy tunes. And that was definitely very obvious last night. But I didn't decide to play The Cure today because everybody is probably playing The Cure today at some point. So I'm going to play a different new wave band. I'm going to play some Joy Division because it's not likely you're going to go to a Joy Division concert anytime soon, unfortunately. You might get to a New Order concert, which is the nearest thing, but you're not going to get a Joy Division renaissance on the radio for any reason. So I'm going to just do it ourselves, and we're gonna play. This is Digital by Joy Division.
Close your eyes.
That was the Besnard Lakes with Pressure of Our Plans off a Colosseum Complex Museum. And before that was The Wet Secrets with I Can Swing a Hammer of I Can Live Forever. So, next up tonight, I think I'm going to go with a band we have featured before, but their album is just so playable. I mean, every song on it I could justifiably put on this show, and yet, we haven't yet, but I'm sure we will over time. So the next one we're going to bring to you, this is The Knife Pleats with Borders of Hat Bark Beach.
Too much time.
All right, that was Veda Hill with Charismatic MF off Love Waves, her new album. She's actually local. She's from Vancouver and a very talented and very sort of... She's very, I wouldn't call it avant-garde, but she definitely pushes sort of the parameters on what you expect to hear from a lot of artists. So yeah, definitely worth checking out her album, Love Waves. It's not... You know, it's not going to sound like anything that you've heard before, and yet it's still accessible, so definitely worth checking out. All right, so fortunately, we are nearly out of time tonight. It is 11:59, so I only have one more track for you tonight, and I think I'm going to stick with my earlier new wave interjection. I did want to mention quickly, though, before we go, obviously, we talked about The Cure earlier, and... with that, there was an interesting support band there, which was, what were they called again? Brain's gone. The Twilight Sat. And what was interesting about them is they were picked, obviously, because they have a bit of a Cure sound to them. But actually, the lead singer was arguably, I've never seen anyone else do this before, but he was like trying to channel Ian Curtis. It was that same sort of sporadic energy that you see in videos of him performing live. And yeah, it was quite something to behold. It, like, you know, the rest of the band was sort of just playing their instruments, but he was literally just giving everything about him and who he was. It was just amazing to see, and I think we will definitely be featuring a track from them in the future. I should have, thinking about it as I'm saying this, I might as well have played one of theirs now, but I've already got another track lined up, so we're going to save that for next week, or rather the week after, because we aren't here next week. But yeah, I'm going to leave you with one last new wave track, and it's by The Smiths, my favorite band, and this is a brilliant track. This is Still Ill. We will be back, as I say, in 2 weeks, so we'll see you then with a whole new half-hour sketch comedy, and then some good tunes, and hopefully some good chat if Connor Necklepuck is here. But otherwise, have a lovely fortnight, and we'll see you very soon. This is Still Ill by The Smiths.
In your eye. Oh, ask me why and I'll spit in your eye. But we cannot cling to the old dreams anymore. No, we cannot cling to those dreams. Does the body rule the mind, or does the mind rule the body? I don't know. Just wasn't like
Dos gardenias para ti, con ellas quiero decir, te quiero, te adoro, mi vida.